This is AP News. I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is vowing to reshape America, and people have been reacting to his address before Congress.
The president says his plans on the economy, immigration, and foreign policy will go on with swift and unrelenting action.
We are going to forge the freest, most advanced, most dynamic, and most dominant civilization ever to exist on the face of this earth.
Democrats dissented. Texas Congressman Al Green was ejected. The president says change is needed to fix mistakes left by his predecessor.
Do his plans actually help Americans get ahead? Not even close.
Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin delivered the Democrats' response.
America wants change, but there's a responsible way to make change and a reckless way. And we can make that change without forgetting who we are as a country and as a democracy.
The speech comes after the president promised to fix inflation, but instead, voters are facing economic chaos. Ed Donahue, Washington.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says the U.S. has taken a step back and is reviewing all aspects of its relationship with Ukraine. He says President Trump wants to know that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is serious about peace.
Since the public statement from Zelensky, and then these subsequent conversations, which I'm going to walk inside and continue, I think we're going to see movement in very short order.
Powerful storms that killed two people in Mississippi and ripped roofs from buildings in a small Oklahoma town are now threatening more communities in the central and eastern U.S. A tornado watch has been issued for parts of North and South Carolina until early this afternoon. A tornado warning has been issued in Florida. Meanwhile, forecasters warn that a Pacific storm is expected to bring widespread rain and mountain snow across California and other parts to the West from today through Friday. This is AP News. A steady start to the trading day on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is holding a bit steadier for now, following a drop that wiped out the last of the Trump bump that stocks got after the presidential election in November. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 51 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.2%. Markets are waiting to see if President Donald Trump may modify the tariffs that he put on Mexico, Canada, and China a day earlier. Those major U.S. trading partners retaliated with their own tariffs, raising the risk of a damaging trade war. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Supreme Court has rejected a Trump administration push to rebuke a federal judge who imposed a quick deadline to release billions of dollars in foreign aid. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.